Sturgeon's Law number 88, fat news and info with no carbs.
Have a little faith with a dashing hero like me on the case. How can we fail?
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in the show at the PodSafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now, here's your host, Random.
It's-a-me, Random. And as the man says, I'm the man with a mic. I've given up on distinguishing between news and reviews and top 10% and big ideas and everything else for now, just because I feel like it. And so without further ado, here's a whole lot of untitled stuff to fill up your brain for a while, followed by some quite peculiar music. Let's go.
A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
I've mentioned Jenny B and her website, nowadays known as Blood Sugar 101, a couple of times before, but she gets another mention this time because she's written a book based on the information contained therein. Bearing in mind that this is by no means her first published nonfiction work, I can't imagine how this could fail to be a remarkably useful book for diabetics, for people in danger of being diabetics, for people who know diabetics, for people who don't want to become diabetics, and, oh yeah, for doctors who'd like to give diabetics good advice instead of the same old poisonous nonsense we've had to hear for way, way too long. To underscore my seriousness about this work, I'll note here that as soon as I was offered a pre-ordered deal, I promptly took advantage of it and pre-ordered 3 copies. Unless you are amazingly immune to carbohydrates, take no prescription medications, have no chance of developing late adulthood type 1 diabetes somehow, and in general are the last survivor from the planet Krypton, you probably owe it to yourself to at least check out her website one more time and consider picking up this book. You know that I try never to miss a chance to pick on the hopelessly inbred and backwards recording industry that we have here in America, and of all people, Walmart has pitched me a softball here by proposing a tiered pricing plan for music that would essentially be analogous to the way that they retail DVDs, something along the lines of this. The new stuff is marked down, then the popular lasting stuff is the most expensive, and it goes down again from there. The single flaw in this plan is that the recording industry wants absolutely nothing to do with it. Obviously, you should pay $18 for a CD that's been out for 3 years, plus nobody cares. Walmart, as any reasonable retailer would, sees it differently. They'd rather sell stock than get stuck with it. And if they just mark it down themselves, pretty quickly they're selling at a loss, which also makes no sense for them. The alternative is for them to just not stock anything that they aren't really sure that they can sell at the given price, which means a whole lot of CDs never see the inside of a Walmart at all. Indeed, there is apparently speculation that Walmart could actually write off the whole CD sales thing as a bad deal and remove the music section entirely, and anyone who's been in one lately would probably agree that it's the incredible shrinking section already. So, it's time for the recording industry to decide if they really want one of the largest retailers anywhere to sell their stuff, and I believe history tells us that they'll make the dumbest possible move. So warm up those iTunes accounts, I guess. My colleagues in Geekdom have already said enough about the upcoming Speed Racer movie that I'm at something of a loss what to say further, so instead I'm just linking in the show notes to 2 international trailers for the movie that are just a lot of fun to watch. Thanks to LiveJournal buddy Gamera Spinning for this list of high-quality video links instead of having to give you the usual lo-fi YouTube stuff. While I'm on the topic of trailers again, Marvel's put up a bit of one for the upcoming new Hulk movie, remember, don't call it a sequel, starring Edward Norton and Liv Tyler and Tim Roth, oh my. I'll include a link to that page as well, and make sure and listen carefully to the background music on the Hulk page, you might just find it vaguely familiar. Keeping on the movie theme, I recently read that David Yates, director of the most recent Harry Potter movie, as well as the 6th movie, Half-Blood Prince, which comes out this year, has been tagged to finish out the series with the Deathly Hallows movie as well. Did I say movie? My apologies. Of course, I meant to say movies, as the Deathly Hallows are apparently going to be extra hallowed with 2 films, one in late 2010 and the other 6 months later in summer 2011. At which point, the actors and actress playing our noble trio will be something like 22 years old, but never mind, that's showbiz. Actually, come to think of it, it's remarkable that they weren't played by 22-year-olds in the first 3 movies, so we should count our blessings there. I haven't seen any word on what these films will be called. IMDb is listing them as Part 1 and Part 2, which seems a little blah to me, but I'm sure there will be plenty of more hints, rumors, and news about these flicks in the next, well, 2.5 years or so. And now, let's play good news and bad news. Unfortunately, I can't really ask you which you want first, so let's go with the good news, which is that, at long last, a release date has been given for the Wii version of Rock Band, the, dare I say it, ultimate party game by Guitar Hero creators Harmonix. Up until now, the game's been limited to the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, as well as a fairly crippled version for the PlayStation 2. What do I mean by crippled? Well, various things, some of which I'll probably forget to mention, but as a few examples, there's no online play, there's no online downloadable content, the graphics are less advanced, and indeed they cut out most of the character customization to that very end. I'm not saying it's a bad game at the end of the day for PS2 users. I've been seriously considering picking it up myself, as I already have guitar and microphone for my PS2 thanks to previous franchises Guitar Hero and Karaoke Revolution, both of which first took root on Sony's finest product. But I was talking about the upcoming Wii version, wasn't I? And I said something about bad news, didn't I? Well, okay, here it is. I've been waiting for the Wii version. It's one of the reasons I haven't given up and gotten the PS2 version of the game yet, as I have a Wii, and it seems like a great fit, as the Wii is pretty much, in my view, a party game machine. So that's good, right? Well, yes. But also, no. For you see, as many of us Wii owners have realized, the system's a bit of a disappointment when it comes to being online. Online play exists in some games, Guitar Hero 3 and the new Smash Bros. Brawl for two examples, but it's rare, it's not well supported by Nintendo to say the least, and in general it lags horribly behind Microsoft's Xbox 360, which came out significantly earlier, and indeed, even the previous generation Xbox did far better in this regard. Sadly, Rock Band is going to be more supporting evidence of this problem, for they are currently saying it will not have downloadable content, it will not have online play, and the Wii graphics being what they are, we have to assume they'll be stripped down as well. Harmonix is vaguely waving their hands about the possibility of the online capabilities changing someday, and that's swell. I'll consider getting the Wii version after that day comes. As it is, I might as well go with the PS2 version for which I've already got the gear. So it goes.
Think you know who you are? Do you think that in your daily, normal life, you know who you really are? You know, don't you, that the face you've always shown to the world isn't really you, but what happens when someone takes the mask off? Oh, you can shut out the fear, the anxiety, and the uncertainty, but if you really want to find out what's going on in the world, you have to come down the rabbit hole. Question is, how far down do you want to go?
Coming February 1st, 2008, from Darker Projects, Doctor Who, Series 3. This year, everything changes.
So let's talk Doctor Who and Torchwood for a while, shall we? It's been a while since I've said much about these. My favorite show is currently turning up on the Benighted Tube, and it turns out there's a bit to say now. Let's start with Torchwood. For those of you who haven't found some way to follow these Brit series simultaneous to their airing on the BBC, let me inform you that Torchwood is about to wrap its second series as I type these show notes, and it's been a revelation. For me, Torchwood Series 1 didn't quite live up to the hype. Every moment that Jack Harkness is in a Doctor Who episode is a grand time. He's had wonderful chemistry with both Eccleston and Tennant, as well as any companion that he's been allowed within 10 feet of. On his own show, it started out pretty bumpy, and the rest of the cast did not gel quickly, and in general it seemed as if they weren't really sure what tone they were trying to set. Well, no more, I say. The second series is smooth and slick and fun and dark. It's far less self-obsessed with the ability to be naughtier than Doctor Who, and far more interested in the opportunity to delve into the psyches and personal foibles of its crew, while exploring the darker sides of fantasy and science fiction. Well, mostly. Frankly, it hit the rocks a bit around episodes 10 and 11, but it's coming back sharply for the big finale. And does it seem to anyone else that this happens every season for both shows in question? Maybe it's just me. Anyway, I assume the Torchwood Series 2 will turn up on the Sci-Fi Channel one of these days, as well as on DVD in North America. Naturally, I will let you know as soon as I see some details. As for Doctor Who, a scant few days after Torchwood Series 2 ends, Doctor Who Series 4, or Series 30, depending on how you look at it, I suppose, will commence airing on BBC One on April 5th, and of course, I could not possibly be happier about that. This series, as you may recall, will feature Donna from The Runaway Bride as the primary companion, but will also later in the season include Dr. Martha Jones, fresh from a 3-episode stint on Torchwood, and photo evidence indicates that actress Billy Piper seems to have been in front of the Who cameras as well, possibly for a companion hat trick. I can't wait to find out how that comes out. In the meantime, you can catch a quick teaser trailer for the series on the BBC Doctor Who website, links in the show notes, and also enjoy the knowledge that not one, but two Doctor Who stories have been nominated for the Hugo for Best Dramatic Presentation this year, and now they're up against a Torchwood Series 1 episode as well. In order, that's Human Nature / Family of Blood, Blink, and Captain Jack Harkness, every one of which is an outstanding bit of viewing and well-deserving of this honor. We'll find out which takes it, and I believe one of them will, in August. If you want a hint of how this might turn out, Stephen Moffat, writer of the terrifying episode Blink, has won Hugos the last 2 years running for Doctor Who episodes. I'm just saying. And so at last we came to some music. I'm bending the rules again, I am. This is a recording of a live performance by the nerdcore duo Lords of the Rhymes, and I tried to get permission to play it. I really did, but I never heard back from them, and, well, I'm going to take my chances. In all honesty, I'm not sure they're doing their thing anymore, so that may well be why I didn't hear back. But this track is dorky and a lot of fun all at once, and I enjoy it, and I hope you will too. This is Nine-Fingered Frodo and the Ring of Doom, performed by the Lords of the Rhymes.
Their fans are legion. Their cultist reactions a phenomena.
Frodo of the Nine Fingers and the Ring of Doom.
Hey yo, if the party is right, we ain't standing there right now, and it's all good in here. Make some noise!
Sucker MCs and dwarfs, beware! And all you elf girls, throw your hands in the air!
Elf girls in the house, say whoa!
Hobbits in the house, say Bombadil low!
All the dwarfs in the house don't know!
Like my man Bilbo.
To the orcs in the house, it's gone.
To the wild men, say gone,
very gone.
To the ants in the house, say hoorah, room.
And hear a nine-finger Frodo in the Ring of Doom.
From the east to far Haran,
from the west to your backyard,
all the hobbits in the shire gather round the room.
And hear a nine-finger Frodo in the Ring of Doom.
From the north to Bagshot Row,
from the south to Tuckborough,
all the hobbits in the shire gather round the room. And hear a nine-finger Frodo in the Ring of Doom.
Wild, but our beats are tight. Somebody say alright.
And all you sucker MCs just can't compare to a Shire B-boy with the shaggy hair.
With 200 levers, lose a several affair.
Rohan riders, put your fists in the air.
From the east to far Haran,
from the west to your backyard,
all the hobbits in the Shire gather round the room. And hear a nine-finger Frodo and the Ring of Doom.
From the north to Bagshot Row,
from the south to Tuckborough,
all the hobbits in the Shire gather round the room. And hear a nine-finger Frodo in the Ring of Doom.
In the Ring of Doom.
bring hip-hop satisfaction.
Elf girls give us all the action.
Point the mic at the crowd, what's your reaction?
The lords and the rhymes are the main attraction.
Elf girls in the house, shake your thing.
Hobbits in the house, stand up and sing.
Elf girls in the house, do the humpty hump.
And all the hobbits in the house, stand ready to jump.
And that's it. We're done. www.sturgeonslaw.com is the place, and my Gmail account is likewise sturgeonslaw if you want to email me. Phone number is 405-334-4311. That is Grand Central. Go straight to voicemail. I'm sure you'll be able to figure out what to do. Sturgeon's Law is a random podcast. I am R. Francis Smith. This is my show. It is under Creative Commons. Check the website for details. And until my notebook fills up with enough stuff to make a show out of again, peace be with you, friends.
You know you haven't stopped talking since I came here? You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I've got to stop that mechanical nightmare.
3, 2, 1.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.